Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
With just 16 days left in the Trump administration, the president is poised to leave the White House the same way he entered, in controversy. During a call between President Trump and Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, on Saturday, the president appeared to threaten the Secretary of State with prosecution if he didn't back up Trump's false claim that election fraud cost him victory in the state.
Look, all I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state.
And today, at least one of the Republicans who's planning to challenge the formal certification of the vote in Congress on Wednesday is defending the president's call. This morning, Texas Senator Ted Cruz tweeted, quote, "We have a responsibility to follow the law and to protect the integrity of our elections." Joining us is Georgia Public Broadcasting's Stephen Fowler, who was one of the first reporters to obtain the audio of that phone call. Stephen, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
Yeah, sure. And Raffensperger recorded this call because he says he has been asked by Trump supporters to do illegal things to change the election results. And we have to point out that Republicans may be talking about the integrity of this election, but the vote in Georgia was counted three times.
Yeah, I mean, it took me a second to really just let it sink in that, yes, Georgia's votes have been counted three times. And we had the original count. We had a hand audit where 5 million paper ballots were counted by hand, and then a machine recount, which saw those 5 million ballots counted for a third time. And part of this is because Georgia got a new voting system where a paper ballot was added to the process in situations like these where there are questions about close races and who won. And it's really remarkable that even with this new system in place and with those numerous counts, that there are still questions about who won.
Yeah, from some through people. All this, Raffensperger, a Republican, has held strong and defended the integrity of that election. Here he is speaking to ABC News this morning about the phone call.
The data that he has is just plain wrong. He had hundreds and hundreds of people he said that were dead that voted. We found two. That's an example of just he has bad data.
So that's Raffensperger. What are other Georgia Republican Party officials saying about the call?
Well, Governor Brian Kemp, who himself has been under attack from the president for not doing enough to overturn the election, called it a distraction from the Senate election runoffs that are happening on Tuesday. Senator Kelly Loeffler on the campaign trail this morning called it actually didn't address it at all and said she's only focusing on the runoffs. The chair of the Georgia Republican Party, who has been an outspoken supporter of Trump, said it was disturbing to him that Secretary Raffensperger recorded and leaked the call and said that that just wasn't cool. So you're really getting mixed signals from kind of what represents the one wing of the Republican Party and the potential other wing of what could happen moving forward.
We also saw the influential conservative radio host and Trump critic Eric Erickson write today that the president could sabotage Georgia, referring there to the Senate runoff races, and get indicted, which, you know, the context that this election is coming up tomorrow, I think, is very important. Talk more about that. How much does all of this complicate the race?
Right. So you have to look no further than Georgia's early voting data. 3 million people have already cast a ballot in the race, and that's going to be the majority of the votes. You look at where those votes are coming from, and you see that maybe the president's words have had impact. You see strong turnout in rural Southwest Georgia, which is home to a large portion of Black Democratic voters. You look at Metro Atlanta, which leans Democratic, that has a heavy turnout. And the place where people aren't voting is in North Georgia, two congressional districts that are strong Republican strongholds. And for it to work, President Trump is rallying in North Georgia tonight, and he's going to have to encourage an overwhelming Election Day turnout to be able to beat the Democrats' early vote advantage. And that's why you see Kelly Loeffler, who's locked in a tight battle with Democrat Raphael Warnock, that's why you see her not commenting on this when she's out on the campaign trail and really trying to avoid fanning the flames even further.
Stephen Fowler covers politics for Georgia Public Broadcasting. I know you'll be busy today, later tonight, and tomorrow. So thank you for taking the time to speak with us. It's an important story. Appreciate it.
Thank you.